For WNPR News, I'm Jonathan McNichol. The legend of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table is a story that's been told many ways for many centuries. Right now, Westport Country Playhouse has a special take on the classic Lerner and Lowe musical, Camelot. Sanasar is 11 years old. He goes to a magnet school in Bridgeport. He's in the sixth grade. And right now, five times a week, he opens each performance of Westport Playhouse's Camelot with this.
The ancient and glorious tale of King Arthur, Queen Guinevere, and what befell them.
And that must be pretty cool on its own, right? As an 11-year-old performing on a stage where actors like Paul Newman and Jane Fonda have performed, performing with a Tony Award winner like Robert Sean Leonard. But it's not the coolest part. The coolest part is that Sana comes out every night and says that line and...
It's actually supposed to really be me.
He's playing himself.
Because I come out in my pajamas. And I'm this boy from modern time.
In the script, the line of dialogue has the name Sana above it. It's really him saying it. And let me explain why. Camelot is a musical with a long, rich history of, well, not being performed professionally very much.
It's often referred to as cost a lot, because it can be a very big show.
That's Robert Sean Leonard, the Tony winner playing King Arthur in Westport.
Often it's big, lavish sets and an enormous cast, and the running time is often 3 hours or so.
You know, it's been impossible to revive in any sort of regional theater situation, really.
This is Mark Lamos. He's the artistic director at Westport Playhouse, and he's directing this version of Camelot.
Because it was conceived on such an enormous epic scale as a musical.
With all those great Lerner and Lowe songs.
It's May, the lasting month of May, the darling month when everyone throws self-control away.
So to have this wonderful story told to them with most of the glorious score intact in 2 hours and 15 minutes, I think, really interests a lot of people.
Because this production is just 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's an adaptation by David Lee that narrows the focus of the show.
I read it, and I thought, this is wonderful. He's pared this down to the essential story, which is this tragic love triangle between Arthur, Guinevere, and Lancelot.
Merlin isn't in it, at least not directly. The sets are largely simplified, but the songs are still there. And all the medieval action sequences you'd expect, the sword fights and the jousting. And this is where Sanasar comes in.
Well, it is a tale. You know, Arthur is, it is a myth.
This is Robert Sean Leonard again.
As he says at the end, he says to the kid, remember this story and tell everyone who's never heard it. There is something kind of mythical about the story from the beginning.
Sana was originally cast just to play Tom, a young boy who, at the end of the play, comes to King Arthur from outside of Camelot and explains that he's heard all about what's going on there.
I know everything, my lord. Might for right for right, justice for all. The round table where all the knights would sit. Everything.
Director Mark Lamos.
There's something about working with children that unlocks a certain something for me in conceiving a show. And once I had this extraordinary young actor, I put him in more and more of it and got the whole idea of using him to begin it and everything else. He begins the whole show playing with these toy knights in armor.
And with that introductory line of dialogue. The idea is the whole thing, the kingdom, the king and the queen, the knights, the jousting, it's all happening, as it would, in this 11-year-old boy's imagination, in Sana's imagination. He's our way into this fantastical story.
It was so interesting. I never really told him why he was doing all this, because he just was doing it so well. And the other day, he said, now, I just want to talk through who I am. And I stood there, stock still. I was in shock. I said, okay. He said, so I'm a boy, like a modern boy, in my pajamas, playing in my bedroom with these toys, right? I said, that's right. And then I give the play to the world. I nearly burst into tears. It was so touching. And I said, you're absolutely right. That's the journey your character takes.
2 years ago, Sanasar tried out for the school play, to try acting, as a 9-year-old, because...
I don't know, I wanted to try something new.
And now, five times a week, this kid, this sixth grader from Bridgeport, gets to give this story to the world. The story of...
Camelot!
Jonathan McNichol, WNPR News.
But in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are.